Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. Welcome to Angel Answers. Happy Wednesday. How are you doing, Mary?
I am doing well. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great. I don't know if you realize it, but today was National Meatball Day.
Oh, I didn't.
You know what? I didn't either, but I checked the weather, and it said it was cloudy with a chance of meatballs today.
I love it.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay.
Laughter is very important. I tell people that all the time.
Well, you know what? You better watch when you're saying stuff like that, because my mom has been gone since 2007, and this past Sunday was her birthday. I haven't heard from her, and then all of a sudden she started to talk, and she never shut up, you know? So she's sitting around with Joan Rivers, Betty White, Ginger, so I think she may pop in because she's been listening in the archives, and she loves the show.
That's so sweet. That's awesome. That would be awesome. Yes, Mom, come through.
Well, I think she may come in. Her name is Rita. She said, call me Rita, Mary.
Okay. Hi, Rita.
So she's excited to be here, but she's saying she's going to be quiet for just a few more minutes because she wants you to tell everyone a little bit about you and then a little bit about Liz, okay?
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I communicate with spirit. I bring channeled messages on from passed on loved ones, and I love working with a variety of decks of cards that I have. I have almost 30, and I also bring messages from the angels as well. I'm a Reiki master, an ordained minister, and I do private readings and offer several different options, which are on my website. I'm also offering numerology readings, and one of the benefits of the numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose in this lifetime. And numerology is the bridge between who you are now and who your potential to be and who you are meant to be here. And you can book a reading with me by going to my website at www.theangelwithin.com, and it's spelled T-H-E-E, so double E with the theangelwithin.com, or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And you could always find me on Instagram or Facebook and the Secret Embers Network as well. And then Liz is a proclaimed spiritual guru. She knows a little bit about a lot of things, metaphysical and spiritual. She's also a Reiki healer, an intuitive, a meditation coach, a card reader, a spiritual counselor, a card deck creator, an ordained minister, and radio host and holistic center owner. You can find her on Facebook or Instagram at LivP11Love and on the Sacred Embers Network. And don't forget to check out her weekly live stream Crystal Bowl Singing Bowl Meditation every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Both DC and I were there with her live on Facebook, and it was just super amazing yesterday. So thank you, Liz, for everything you do for the collective as well. And Liz will be back next week. She just had, you know, things to do today, but we missed her so much. How about a little bit about you, DC?
Thank you, Mary. Yes, everyone, this is DC. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, as well as being an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, and a spiritual healer. The really cool thing is how I, you know, acquired some of my education. I attended schools of higher learning, and in my case, you know, night school was a breeze. I went to night school, but I went to heaven several times as I slept, and I gained all this amazing knowledge to help myself first and then, you know, to help others. And they have a saying, if you snooze, you lose. Well, that was not true in my case. It was truly amazing. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. And my mom has, you know, she's just joined the group. You know, she just jumped in, and here she is. But with Joan, you know, she and I connected while she was in a coma. I walked past the TV, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" So I, you know, at that time I said, I can't. I'm a little bit out of the loop. Find somebody else. Well, lo and behold, about 5 or 6 hours later, she said something, and this is an angel show, so I really can't say it, but the funnier part is we've been together ever since, and I'm so glad because with Joan, you know, by my side, I have access to the most, you know, ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source, and I feel it provides me the ability to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. So that's a little bit about me. Mary, I do have a message, but I'm going to ask you, do you want to read your card first?
Yes, of course. The card that came out for the collective today was the Eagle card, and I pulled it out from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck by Kyle Gray. And the message is, look at things from a different angle. Fly higher and see new possibilities. When the Eagle card appears in a reading, it shows that you have a real ability to take things higher and to move beyond the self-limitation, ego, and your selfish desires. So Eagle medicine swirls around all of us, encouraging us to recognize that our views or visions may be limited at this time. If there is a chance that we're in desperation or need to block ourselves from seeing, we could be blocking ourselves, I'm sorry, from seeing the potential in our current situation. So it's always good to look, you know, with the eagle's eye so that we can, you know, remove those self-limitations that we have. And the eagle brings the energy of healing and love directly from the heart of Father Sky and invites you to do all things from a place of love. So again, that's a message that DC Mother Mary has been bringing through every week for the past few weeks, you know, going in within and, you know, showing love to everyone and everything, you know, in this universe. So, and that's the message, and I'll post it on the Sacred Embers Network, the card and the meaning, so that everyone can see that. So it was the Eagle card.
Oh, wow.
So
Mary, that was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
that was. I do have a little channeling, and this one is from Jesus. Beloved ones, you have been questioning all the recent events that are going on in the world. Never forget that God's Spirit dwells within each of you. You were made by a loving Creator. Do not allow thoughts of frustration to call you to make decisions out of desperation. It is time to let your light shine upon the world. Follow your heart. No matter what others say or do, remember you are spiritual beings having a human experience. And please, you know, don't forget that everyone is fighting their own battle. Please realize that your choices affect not only you, but they affect everyone around you. The decisions that you make today can greatly affect your life tomorrow, as well as the lives of others. Do not become so filled with fear that you add to the negativity in the world presently. God created you in His image. There is no separation. Love is the answer. It is always the answer to any question that you have. If you remain in the consciousness of love, you would not or you could not hurt another human being. God has given each of you free will to decide whether you love or not. Love is a choice. Humans have at times rejected God's love and chosen to turn their back on Him. Pain and suffering were not created by God, although they are prevalent in this world. God created you because He loves you. He never created you for hatred, jealousy, prejudice, or greed. Do not allow this negativity to pull you in. When difficult circumstances arise, you must turn to God. He wants to replace your fear with peace. It is now time to increase your faith and decrease your fear. God promises peace during these troubled times. There has never been a better time to bring peace to the world. Focus on sending loving thoughts out to heal those around you. And let those thoughts continue outward, reaching every person on this planet. Beloveds, you are so needed in this important mission of peace. Speak your truth. Your energy of love is such a powerful tool. When you use it, notice the rippling effects it creates. You have the power to heal anything, including the future of the world. There is nothing to fear. God and the angels are watching over you, and I am there as well. I love you, Jesus.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
I felt that right in my heart.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, it's a message that is needed, you know?
Yes.
And
it is.
I did in our little group there and on my page, you know, about the beautiful divine signs that the Ukraine is getting as well, that God's hand is, you know, there with everything. So we've got to remember, you know, never to, you know, sort of like kick God and the angels out of the mix. You know, that's the first thing you want to do is, you know, connect with them and connect with their love and their peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling to connect with them. For sure.
Yeah, it really, really is. It's beautiful. And my mom saying, Mary, I loved your message. You know, the card was amazing. And she's saying, I think that you make people believe in miracles. And she's saying, after all, cupcakes are just muffins that believed in miracles. So my mom likes your energy, Mary.
Thank you. I love her already.
Well, my mom's she has a crazy personality, and she's munching on hot dogs and drinking vodka with lemon with the girls. So, and Ginger took the car keys. She said she's driving tonight.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny! Oh my gosh, I love it! Oh my gosh. And I just wanted to say a couple of things. You know that. God gave us, since we're in the subject of God gave us all the light workers and everyone this gift that we have that we're using to help all you callers and everyone in this world. You know, so we're here to be able to teach others and to help them in whatever they feel they're lacking in life. For example, you know, positivity. I have friends reaching out that, you know, they love my post every day, that how could I be so positive, you know, and just to teach them. And it's just so great, you know, to be able to teach others, you know, how to continually stay in a positive, high vibration, you know. And again, it's just staying away from negativity and the news. You know, I never watch the news. So, you know, I'd rather not, because as an empath, and you know, DC, that, you know, it causes like us to go back into low vibes. So, you know, and being in gratitude and, you know, teaching others how to be more spiritual, you know, so it's just things that are really great, you know, and I feel that the connection that, you know, the thing that I'm doing now with intermittent fasting and eating earth foods, like more veggies and juicing, has helped me to connect even more with the divine and get more messages and channel more from past on loved ones. So it's been really, really great. So I just, you know, I just wanted to say that anyway, since we were,
beautiful.
You know, speaking
beautiful.
Of God, and it's beautiful. So I'm not sure if you want to start taking callers, because I'm ready.
You know what? I think that would be a great idea, definitely.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Area code 570. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Lynn. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Hi,
Lynn. How are you?
Oh, my God. I loved both speeches. I mean, oh, my God, with DC and then Mary with the positivity. And you, I agree with you. I only listen to the weather. I am sick of the news, and I want to stay on a positive
yes.
note for everything. So I totally agree with you on that. No, I was just getting a feeling recently, and I was told it probably wouldn't transpire till spring, but I have a lawyer working on a credit thing for me, and it just seems like it's taken so long. But on the other hand, I feel like my life will change to somewhat if this gets resolved. And I just was wondering if the time frame was still spring or if anybody got anything on me as far as that goes. I'd be grateful just to get that little bit of information.
Okay. Lynn, this is DC. The first thing I want to say to you, Mary, like, mentioned about being empathic, and I, too, am empathic, and you are as well.
Yes, I feel that.
You pick up, you know, what people are not saying. You know, you pick up their energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
so
do.
Make sure that, you know, you have to ground yourself and bubble yourself before you go out, because I just feel, you know, when someone around you says something, it's almost like you're like a magnet. So you've got to make sure that you bubble yourself up and protect yourself.
Okay, yeah, I keep forgetting to do that. Okay. It's my fault. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
mm-hmm.
nobody's fault, but you're just, like I said, you're very sensitive to energy, you know? And
right.
I'm also, not only are you sensitive to energy, I see, you know, animals, like they pick up your beautiful energy and they just, like, they're a magnet to you as well.
Mhm. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So I did get, you know, yes, it's going to be resolved. And I was hearing, you know, I was seeing like spring, summer is what I was getting.
Mhm.
So.
Okay.
But you have to just, you know, what you have to do now is just let go and let God, and not worry
okay.
about it. Because if you worry about it, you're only going to slow down the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so we're not going to, you just, you know, you give it to God. You have two beautiful angels. They're coming down with this beautiful box, and it's a golden box, and they're saying, Lynn, put that concern in this box.
Okay.
Okay, and
okay.
as you do, you're letting go and you're letting God, they take it, you know, to heaven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, you know, as we're connecting right now, you know, your energy can slow things down, and we wouldn't want that.
No, we don't, because I feel there
okay.
could be much changes if this gets resolved, yeah. So I really have to just put it in the little box and let the angels take it away.
Yeah, let them take it to heaven, and it's no longer yours, and then you have an opportunity to have a divine solution, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you know, you deserve to have, you know, everything that you're wanting. And I'm hearing, you know, financial abundance around you as well. But just
okay.
watch the way the way you resonate with money, because money is another word for love, and it's also
mm-hmm.
a word for energy.
Okay?
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger is saying just see it as love. You know, it's okay, all is well. And when you do, Ginger's showing me a door opens. Okay?
Okay.
So try to be, you know, and you're resolving your situation. Try to watch the emotions.
Okay.
That's what I'm being shown. You've got to watch the emotions. And then, you know, the issue can be resolved. Okay? And
okay.
Ginger's saying, yes, this is going to, of course, help you to not worry so much about money, Lynn. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just have, you know, good thoughts and, you know, positive feelings, and just say thank you to the universe as if you've already had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I go day to day.
And then you're going to see, like, things will change for you.
Okay.
But I'm getting, like, watch your energy. I keep hearing watch your energy.
Okay. I agree.
Okay? And I feel like, no, like, as you're talking, I'm getting, like, a little tickle in my throat, hon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting, please watch, because I feel at this time, you know, your communication may not be as clear as you would like it to be, and there might be a little confusion with others, and there could actually be a little bit of arguments, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, just know that, and, you know, think, like really think before you say anything, because I just feel like this is a time where miscommunication can be an issue for you, okay? Mm-hmm. So be careful,
okay.
You know, be careful with that. It's what the angels are showing me.
Yeah,
okay.
That's probably at work, right? I agree. Okay.
And when you said work, Ginger was grabbing your arm and saying, girlfriend, come on, let's walk away, walk away, walk away. Let's get away from this unhealthy situation.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Come on, girlfriend, run, because you know what? New doors are going to open for you.
Oh, good.
So you
okay.
have a lot going on. You've got an issue with work. I feel the fear with work because, you know, things are not as they used to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Correct.
And
uh-huh.
Ginger's pulling your arm and saying, come on, girlfriend, Joan has the car running outside. You know, we're going to drop you off somewhere where it's going to be healthier and happier for you, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm getting, like, watch the energy of work, honey, because what I'm being shown, the sooner that you're able to separate yourself from that, you know, that place,
uh-huh.
the better things are going to be for you. So there's something with that energy around work that seems to present a, like an issue at times as well.
Yeah, I just have to separate myself from one person and a you know, it's just in the back of the house that I have to separate myself from because there's very low energy back there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be fine. So, you have amazing energy, and you've just got to believe that, you know, you're worthy of all the good that's coming your way because you probably are. And my mom is coming in, Rita, and she's saying, Lynn, you know what, I love your energy. I have a little tip for you. Don't wear headphones while you're vacuuming. She said, I've just finished the whole house, and I realized the vacuum wasn't even plugged in. Can you imagine?
Oh, God. Well, your mother must have your sense of humor then, right?
Well, she's
me.
Well, you know what? I have a little bit of her humor, but not, you know, I'm not as funny as my mom. Oh, my goodness. And
okay.
Ginger is saying, Lynn, you know what, you're loved by so many people, but you have to make sure you take time to love yourself first, okay?
Okay.
And that would mean, you know, when you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you say, Lynn, I love you. I love you. And you keep doing it every day. Every time you, you know, get a chance to go to the bathroom, the ladies' room,
mm-hmm.
you really connect with that beautiful image that's looking back at you, okay?
Aww.
And as you But as you're doing that, your heart is opening more and more. Your heart chakra is expanding. And what's happening is I'm getting, you know, more love is coming in, and anything that is not love is just slowly being pushed away, okay?
Okay.
So just keep that big, beautiful heart open, even if it means that, you know, you have to be a little vulnerable around certain people, but just
uh-huh.
keep that, you know, that beautiful heart open. Okay, because you're here and you're a light worker as well, and I'm getting this is like a transition phase for you. Okay,
uh-huh.
You're sort of I see like Ginger is just flushing away the old patterns, and you're moving forward. But you have beautiful spiritual gifts that you're not using.
Okay.
So I'm getting like the old patterns, they're just like, you're just flushing them away. It's and I'm getting work. Acknowledge that, you know, it did serve a purpose. Be grateful that you had the opportunity to be there. But I'm getting, hon, this is your time to transition into new energy.
Okay.
Okay, does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm seeing a beautiful feather floating from heaven to you, and
aww.
I'm getting, you know, a mother figure, a father figure, and a brother figure are sending their love.
Aw, thank you.
So they're with you, and they know that you've been through a little bit, but they're here to help you as well. Have you seen any cardinals at all? Because I'm seeing, like, do you see them in the warmer weather maybe? But I see, like, a cardinal that visits you.
Not recently I haven't, but I just got something in the mail with a bunch of cardinals, actually.
Okay.
And it was,
okay,
I thought, oh,
okay.
My God, that's, yeah, yeah. So not physically.
And your beautiful brother's coming in and he's saying, I've been watching over you. You're always, you know, I'm always with you. I'm in your heart. If you want to feel my presence, just feel your heart. But he agrees with me to look in the mirror. And he's in mirror. And I say mirror, so I don't know what that is. But he said, look in the mirror. And, you know, you're going to see your reflection. And when you look at you, you're going to feel him in your heart, hon, okay?
Okay.
You're going to feel all that love inside from your beautiful family. But he's saying, please, sis, it's time to consider making a change.
Okay.
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 And Ginger is saying, I'm going to help. I'm going to help. She's pulling you out of the rut you're in. And she's saying, this is going to be a good change for you. Come on, she's saying. You know what? You'll never realize until you try. So I really do feel, you know, the energy of where you work is sort of holding you back in one way, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just, just be aware of that. If it continues, you know, you have to consider, you know, really making a change, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I thank you so much for calling in this evening, Lynn.
Oh, thank you, DC. I thank you very much.
God bless, hon.
God bless.
Hi, Lynn. As DC was saying, that mirror work will really help, and I agree with DC that you are an intuitive, because as I connected with your energy, I felt my crown like opening up. So I feel like they're trying to communicate with you through your crown, and that's exactly, you know, that's source basically. That's how we get our messages. So, you know, I feel like, you know, meditating would really help you also, you know, to bring in your guides and your passed on loved ones and, you know, sit quietly and, you know, and see what you hear or even feel. Have them, you know, ask them, you know, to come closer that you'd like to feel their energy around you, like one of them at the same, you know, not all at the same time, because then you won't know who's who when they come in. And that's what I've done, you know, with my guides and or Mother Mary, Jesus, that's what I do. I feel their energy so that when they come in, I know who it is that came in. Like my dad usually touches my hair on my right side, so I know it's him coming in. So, you know, I immediately, you know, so that way you know who's coming in for you and who's with you at that point, you know, when you need them. And I agree with DC. With bubbling up, you can ask Archangel Michael to protect your energy and be your, you know, spiritual bouncer spiritual protector as well.
I have a huge statue on my dresser. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love Archangel Michael.
Yeah, so use him. And then just ask him to bubble you up every morning. If you don't want to do it every morning because you think you're going to forget, then make sure that you just tell him, just wrap me in that bubble forever. You know, protect me. Be my spiritual bouncer. Move in, you know, to my home and be my protector. Yeah, so it really helps. And what I have, I picked a card for you, and it was from the Postcards from Spirit. They were going crazy for you. I'm telling you, like 15 cards fell. I'm like, I'm not giving her 15 cards. I'll be here for a whole half hour. I'm giving you a reading. So I put them back, and then like 5 fell out. I'm like, that's too many. Give me one. So this is the one that they gave me. And then it also flew out, so. It says, dear you, human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual, immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity, an ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your soul self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere. Infinite potential lies in spirit, who is teaming with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of the whole world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is situated in the invisible realms. Your mind, in alignment with divine intelligence, it's unstoppable. The world is yours to co-create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you. Wow. And then in the back it says, live your dreams. So this is such a beautiful card. Again, that connection to spirit that you already have. It's just you need to tap into it. And one thing that I will be creating soon is like a course teaching others how to open up their spiritual gifts, because we all have it in us. It's just a matter of remembering who we really are, you know, because we could all say that, you know, we all are born with it. It's just remembering. So, but, you know, we're here for you every week. You can call back and, you know, and ask us questions. So I hope that helped, Lynn.
You did. Both
and
of you
Mary,
are.
And, Mary, before Lynn goes, Lynn, I have an Indian woman standing here looking at you. Did you know a woman that was an Indian?
Yes, because my friend Grace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because she's standing there and she's looking at you. And she's saying it is your time to choose. What do you choose? Do you choose failure or do you choose success?
Okay. Yeah, that would be her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she's just standing patiently and she's looking at you, you know, and she's saying now is a good time to look at, you know, all that you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting soon. She's saying soon. Something good is coming soon.
Oh, great.
So you've got
okay.
I really feel like between, you know, what I was getting, Ginger was getting, you know, your family was getting, I do feel like there's a change coming. And Mary, do you get the same thing?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And,
yeah.
And her card said it as well, but I feel like spring, early or late spring, definitely. I got a big yes, on my pendulum. So, yeah. So you can have great things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please, in the interim, like I said, you gave it all to God. Let go and let God. And, you know, just relax, Lynn. It's not yours to carry anymore, hon.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies. I love you both. And
oh, we love you too,
amazing, honey.
Bless. And like
you
said, we're, you know, Mary said we're here for you whenever you have an issue, you know. Just call in. We'd love to hear from our callers.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. God bless you
both
and have a great, great night.
Oh, you too, honey. God bless.
Thank you. Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Wow, what a beautiful caller.
Yeah.
Messages. Beautiful.
You know,
messages. Sometimes
I feel, Mary, that we do find ourselves in a rut, sort of, and we're afraid to go forward, you know?
Definitely. And we need that little extra push.
Change is scary, but
you know?
It's basically the only thing that you could count upon.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yep. Not being stuck.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
never the answer.
Are we ready for...
Yes.
Are we ready for our next caller? Okay.
I think so. Yep.
Area code 201, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Jackie. Hi. Hi, lady.
Hi. Hi. I didn't get your first name. What was it?
Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie. How are you?
You know, I want to say I'm fine, I'm well, but I'm exhausted.
Yes, that's exactly how you should say it. Remember, positivity, what we think and what we say becomes our reality. So if you say you're tired, you're going to be tired. If you say you're vibrant,
right, full
of health, full of joy, full of happiness, that's exactly how you're going to feel. So do you have a question for us today, Jackie?
Oh, any changes for the, you know... The next couple of months, I mean, I'm feeling it at work and then I feel it at home and, you know, I'm trying to remain optimistic at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely trying to avoid the negative news and the negativity, but,
yes, you
know, I'm very empathic and I work around it and I have to constantly all day shield myself or, you know, meditate and just sometimes no matter what I do, I still feel it.
Yeah. What helps also, Jackie, is Epsom salt baths. if you can do that. That's
I did take baths
or grounding.
Post yourself.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And or grounding for sure. DC, are you getting anything for Jackie?
Well, you know, Jackie, I do feel that you are highly intuitive, and I feel like at this time you're really bringing things in. And the angels are saying, please don't let your fears or worries, you know, really keep you stuck, because I feel like if you allow that, you're not going to be able to move forward. You have an amazing angelic team. They're here to help you, and I see them walking with you. You're going forward. You're doing a great job. You know, you've got to just believe in yourself. You have the ability, you know, to go forward. What is it that you're passionate about? That's what I'm hearing. Allow yourself to connect with your passion. That's something that you feel it like in your soul. And I know for Mary and I, this is our passion. We love doing what we're doing. We love helping others. What is it that you're passionate about?
I mean, I love helping others, but I don't like others to take advantage of me. I love to garden. I love to read. I don't get a chance to read what
okay.
I want to read. I have to read
gardening
everything
and connecting
else.
With Mother Earth. Yeah, gardening, connecting with Mother Earth is amazing. Reading is great. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am getting, you know, your finances will be a direct result of the work that you put into them. You deserve to have what it is that you're wanting.
Okay.
And, you know, and to get where we need to be, you know, we're told, you know, connect and do something that you love, hon. Okay? So gardening, you know, pretty soon, like in our area, like we have snow right now, so we can't garden yet, but, I mean, that's a beautiful way to get out there, connect with Mother Earth. That's totally amazing. And even reading, like anything that really resonates with you, that's going to help you to go further onto your path and get you where you need to be. You've got to believe in yourself, positive affirmations, visualizations. All of that's going to help you. Ask the angels to come in and help you, okay?
Yes.
I just see a beautiful divine team with you, and they're saying, Jackie, we're here for you. You know, we're going to help you to go forward, and they're going to help you to stay focused. And I feel for you, I feel like, you know, you may feel a little bit stuck, but I feel like you're going forward, and not only will you be growing things in the garden, you're growing. And I feel like you have the ability to have this amazing, you know, amazing business of your own, because you are, you know, highly intuitive, and you have a lot of beautiful spiritual gifts.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I know that. But you know what? I'm surrounded by people that can't see what I see, and I understand it. I guess it's not meant for them.
But you know what? That's okay, because you know what you can do, and you know what you see, and that's what's important, hon. Okay? Don't worry about what other people see. This is your journey. This is about you. And when you focus on you and you focus on going forward, you're going to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you've got to watch the negativity. You know, you've got to let go of what other people think or say. It's not important. Because what I'm getting now, hon, you've had past lives where others' judgment did not allow you to move forward. Okay?
And I feel like that's where I'm at right now, DC. So why am I repeating the same
cycle?
Okay,
so I'm going to do a couple statements. Just listen, okay? All you have to do is listen. I release others' judgment about me. I release others' judgment about me. I release others' judgment about me. I release frustration. I release frustration. I release the idea that, you know, going forward and doing what I love is going to be difficult. I release the thought that going forward and doing what I love is going to be difficult. I release the thought that going forward and doing what I love is going to be difficult. Now, do you feel a little bit lighter?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, so we're just
going to
say three times. I release, and you say it.
I release. What others?
I release. You say it three times.
I release.
Okay.
I release. I release. I release.
Now, how do you feel, Jackie?
A little lighter.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're holding on to, you know, what other people are saying about you, and you don't have to. And at times I almost feel like you're struggling to be, you know, you're trying to be a little bit more forceful, and then you feel like, you know, the, when I try to be me, you know, people judge me, you know?
Exactly. Yes, it's true. It is. Even at home.
Okay. So I release,
even like if
you
I'm
know,
meditating. If
okay.
I'm meditating or I say affirmations and, you know, someone walks by me or they're in the room, they're like looking at me like, why is she talking to herself?
That's okay. It's your journey. They don't, you know what? They don't have to understand your journey. And I'm just going to say a couple statements. You just listen. I release the struggle I'm going through because of others' opinions. I release the struggle I'm going through because of others' opinions. I release the struggle I'm going through because of others' opinions. And whenever you feel something, Jackie, you don't have to name it when you're home. Just keep saying, I release, I release, I release. Okay? Because I do feel, you know, when you let go of what others think and you just resonate on what Jackie thinks and what Jackie loves to do, you're going to see, you know, your life is going to change, hon, okay? And it's going to change in a in a positive way. You know, open your heart to all the love that's around you and, you know, resonate with the blessings and concentrate only on what you are wanting to do, hon, okay?
Yes.
I really feel like you have a beautiful journey ahead of you. It's really important. And, I, and you know what? I can feel the compassion that you have for other people.
Yeah.
Because of what you went through, you don't want, you know, that to help it to happen to other people. So you're someone that wants to make sure that everything is fair for others. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you do. You have this beautiful energy within you. And Jackie, you're here to be a leader. Okay. But you've got to trust what you're feeling in your heart, and you've got to let yourself go forward. You've got to allow things to change, okay? And just connect what's right, you know, for you, not worrying about what others think, okay? So I'm getting, you know, take a little time and think about things. There actually may be a situation that comes up again, and it could even create some doubts within you, but don't worry. Because once you decide, you know, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I want to do, this is what I love to do, things are going to get so much easier for you, Jackie, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I lost my mother in 2011 as well. And it's like 2011, everything just like... You know, it just...
Well, she's still with you, and she's saying... Jackie, she's with you, and she's saying, you can talk to me. I'm still here. Okay?
I do talk to her in D.C.
Okay, well, she's listening. And she's saying, sometimes, you know, you don't know, you know, where am I going to go to get some help? Who can I, you know, talk with? And she's saying, I'm here. I love you, and I just want what's best for you. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
You can always talk to her, be honest and open without ever being judged, hon. So she just wants to make sure you know that. And I am getting that Archangel Gabriel is coming in and helping you with your intuition, helping you with your spiritual gifts, okay? So just embrace this thing, Jackie. And whenever you feel like, you know, that feeling, because I sort of feel a feeling when people, you know, like you say, look at you or ask or judge, just say, I release, I release. And as you do, you know, I feel like all of the negativity that's stored within is coming out and making room for all the beautiful love that wants to reside there. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over now to Mary, hon. God bless you, and we're here to help you, Jackie.
Thank you, DC. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Wow, what beautiful messages. Well, mine kind of resonates, it does resonate with with DC. Basically, you know, I was getting spirit is sending you signs. So I'm not sure if you've seen signs. Like signs for me could be angel numbers. It could be, and the angel numbers are synchronistic numbers like 444, 1111, 111, 222. You know,
yes.
Any synchronistic,
yes.
Like even you have. Okay, so pay attention to that.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
and
so chill.
Feathers. I have a handful of feathers yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, that's so beautiful. Okay, so they are telling me that they are sending you signs, so pay attention to what you're thinking of when you get the signs. It could be a sign to be more positive, you know, or to let you know that they're there, that they're thinking about you and with you and will never leave you. And, Jackie, I want to say that your guardian angels want you to invite them in, you know, because they can't come in to help us unless we ask them to. So, you know, speaking to them, you know, in meditation or even out loud. I talk to them out loud all the time. You know, even when I'm walking or doing my walking meditations to ground, I talk to them, you know, and it's good because, you know, they're there to help you. Our guardian angels have been with us all our lifetimes. You know, they're here to help us, but we must allow them or invite them in. So I just wanted to remind you about that. And then, okay, so that was the feathers. And then I picked the postcards from Spirit for you, and the card says, "Dearest you, do you ever wonder where your ideas and inspirations might be coming through your soul rather than generated from your mind alone? We are here to tell you we are always whispering in your ear about your highest good. We are conduits for Spirit, letting you know you are living a channel for this awesome co-creative energy. When you're feeling inspired, it means you heard us. Inspiration means Spirit is breathing through you. Inspiration needs your human passion to keep it going so you can make a difference in the world. So keep moving on what inspires you." Wow, I'm so chilled. "Let yourself be led into new experiences and know that this is why you are on the earth. Your purpose is to discover your spirited nature and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. Wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. You are so loved." And in the back, there's two angels hugging and kissing each other, and it says, "You are loved." That is so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. And then I also picked a postcard, a note from the universe for you, and it says, "You'll find what you seek." And then it says in the back, "If you've ever suddenly found and been loved by someone, amazing, awesome, fun, and fantastic, chances are astronomical you will again. If you haven't yet such a person, chances are astronomical that you will. It's up to you, the universe." And then, you know, since you mentioned your mom, I wanted to see if she would come through for me. And I felt right away a hug from her. So I felt her coming from behind and just hugging me. So, you know, you could feel that, you know, as I mentioned to other callers or in the beginning of the show, you know, just sensing energies, just calling them in one by one. And just if you want to feel your mom's energy, call her in and say, "Mom, I'd like to know how your energy feels. Can you step closer?" And, you know, if you can't feel her, say, "Step closer still," you know, and keep calling her in until you feel something. And just stay quiet, sit quietly, and just see where you feel her, like in your body. Like sometimes there's a tingle. It could be like a light touch. You know, I'm not sure if you were early on the show where I said my dad touches my hair and, you know, it's a light touch that you feel. And, you know, you could feel it different ways. You could feel it in your heart, like your heart feels like it's bursting open with love, you know, like Mother Mary comes through me that way. Like you can ask DC, like anytime I get Mother Mary's messages, I cry because it's just Like, I feel the love that she vibrates. And your mom gave me these messages for you. Remember me by the happy memories that we created, and I am just a thought away. So I'm not sure if you guys have a spirit dog in heaven, but in this picture, there's a dog and a woman sitting down looking out at the clouds. So so just remember, she's just a thought away, and you could always talk to her. So, you know, and remember also the happy memories that you both created, that you all created.
Thank you so much. It's funny because just yesterday,
you're welcome.
I was thinking about the dog that I had, you know, in my early years, my childhood and my early years.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought of this dog just yesterday.
Wow.
Because I do have a toy dog.
And then she comes through
that
with that
I love
card.
So much. And that dog was like a miniature German Shepherd. And I have like a multi-pool that reminds me of my mother. It's the strangest thing, because when I look at this little dog's face, she reminds me, like something in her eyes reminds me of my mother. Plus, I know my mother would have loved her. And she's been like my therapy dog. But I appreciate what you ladies have said. I do feel a little lighter. I know I've been carrying tremendous burden.
Mary, I have to tell Jackie, it's really funny. While you were giving her that amazing reading, Ginger was coming in. Jackie, my dog, Ginger, she's on the other side, but she comes in and helps people. She's saying some people talk to animals, but not many listen to them. There's the problem right there. Yep. So she showed me you talking to a dog, you know?
Yeah, my dog is Miracle. I mean, she's with my son downstairs. I would prefer when she's with me, but everybody loves her now. And she was a rescue dog. She gives me a lot of peace when everything is just really crazy. And I love her so much. Yeah. But
beautiful.
It was just yesterday I was thinking of my childhood dog. And I think that's the dog that's his spirit. We had another dog we recently put down, but I just my mind ran across my childhood dog yesterday.
And you know what? Your dog is bringing in your wolf spirit guide and saying you call in the wolf as your power animal when you need help, you know, placing trust in others. And I feel it's hard for you at times because of the way that you feel, you know, judged by them. So you have this amazing wolf spirit guide that is always with you, Jackie.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So you're an individual, you're unique, you're not supposed to be with the pack, you're supposed to break away from that pack.
I know, that's what I'm trying to do, DC. Like, really, because even sometimes when I go home, when I come home, I just want to be alone, just to release, you know, a lot that I've been carrying all day. And, you know, my family don't understand that. They have no idea what I deal with on a regular basis.
Well, you know what? You're very spiritual, hon, you know? And they may be on their own journey, So just, you know, don't be afraid to be yourself. Enjoy, you know, your journey. And just keep going forward because you are here to help so many. And we're here for
sometimes
you.
Sometimes that's painful. Sometimes the people you try to
help. It is. It is.
That
you know,
at one point you
believe in yourself and you keep going forward, you are going to connect with your tribe. You know, the people that are, you know, crazy in the same way you are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's beautiful, you know, so you can all get together.
I'm looking for them.
As Gary and I and Liz, you know, we connect here and it's just, we feel like, you know, we are family. We're a soul family. It feels absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, ladies, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I'm pretty certain a lot of other people need to speak to you. I'll just like to continue listening. I do learn a lot from others, if you don't mind.
No, of course not. We'd love for you to stay on and listen because, you know, the messages are not, sometimes they're unique to an individual, but by listening to us give readings to other people, they actually, you know, awake something in them or clear a fear.
Mary, when
or
you said,
something.
Uh-huh. As you're saying that, my mom wants to say to Jackie, she's saying, Jackie, as I grew older, I learned that pleasing everyone was absolutely impossible, but pissing everyone off, that's a piece of cake.
Right.
I love
sometimes
her.
All I got to do is tell the truth, and that pisses everybody off.
Yeah.
My
I'll just invite my mom and she'll help you, and I'll double trouble. You'll have more fun.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jackie. Please give us a call back and let us know how all those intuitive gifts are going to be start flowing in. You know, just tune in, bring in your mom to help you, call in the guardian angels and your angels, and you'll see in no time you'll start, you know, like bringing them in and also, you know, getting messages from them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Namaste.
Okay, have a good evening. We'll put you on hold now so you can continue listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, that was a beautiful call.
Yeah, it was totally amazing, really beautiful.
So are you ready for our next caller? Because we have like a
few callers.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, Ginger's serving hot dogs, and she's making the vodka with lemon, so she's keeping our little audience there happy.
Area code 307, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, this is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, well, shoot, I have a bunch. I guess I'll just start out. I'm currently out of work, and so I was wondering, and I don't know, like, what I want to do. I'm really lost when it comes to, well, just everything, but I'm lost when it comes. I want to do something. I'm to the point in my life where I'm getting older, and I want to do something that I enjoy, not, you know, that I dread going to work every day, and I just don't know, like, could you ask the angels that, you know, if they have anything about that?
Okay. Alyssa, I feel to think about really what brings you joy. That's, you know, the first thing that I'm getting. Play a little bit more and, you know, and just envision yourself, you know, where you'd like to be. If money was not an issue, you know, what kind of maybe position would you, you know, want? Because sometimes people say, well, I don't have the money to go back to school. You know, if money were not an issue, can you think of anything that you would love to do?
Oh, well, just helping people. Like, I would love to work even at an animal shelter or helping people.
Well, you know what?
You know?
I'm getting you. Animals love you, but I'm also getting children love you as well.
Yes. They're drawn to me. I don't know what it is.
I mean, have you ever considered maybe, you know, like checking out different, like I'm getting like a center of some kind. Sometimes they have like an after school center or something, but I see you helping children paint. Does that make any sense to you?
It really don't, but I mean, my life changes so much that it wouldn't surprise me.
What do you do creatively?
I love to paint, actually, and I do anything. I like to color.
I saw you teaching the little ones, you know, helping to spark their creativity, you know?
Ooh, hey, I would love that job, really. That would be the dream job for me.
Yeah, you could ask the angels to help you, you know, to find that kind of position, you know, in your area. Because I do feel like where you are in a lot of different places, your energy can't tolerate, you know, the atmosphere. You have such a sensitivity.
Yes, definitely do.
You have to be away from harsh energy, you know?
I know. And my mother is a really negative person, and everybody's told me throughout my life, you know, if you need to not, you know, be around her so much, like just kind of did, you know, I love her from afar, kind of like, but she's been really like close to me because I just moved back to my home, you know, the town that I grew up in. And
okay.
So I've been having her more in my life, and I noticed that I have to really work to get that energy, you know, her energy away from me. After I left her house, I feel exhausted. She exhausts me.
Okay. Okay, well, you know what, you just, what we're going to do is we're going to help you get rid of that. I release my mother's energy. I release my mother's energy. I release my
mother's energy. My mother's energy. I release
You can say that at home.
Energy. Okay.
But I feel like, you know, if you start, like, letting go of it, because I'm getting, you know, you've had different negative experiences, and you're holding on to a lot of anxiety.
I feel like it's
your mother, though, hon. I'm feeling it's also family members. Like, there's more than just your mother that caused the way
yes,
you're feeling.
Yes.
Okay?
You're right.
Okay, so just listen. I release my family's energy. I release my family's energy. I release my family's energy. And when you do, you know, you should feel a little bit better now. You've got to trust that the divine is coming in, and they have an amazing solution for this, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, you do worry a little bit too much. So we don't want to worry because
yeah.
we worry, we actually, you know, it creates like a negative energy around
negative.
Us, so we want to stay positive. And when you get into that energy, like you were even with your mom, you are, you know, you're a little confused. Like when you called and you weren't sure, you sort of feel stuck.
Yeah.
You sort of feel powerless. So what we're going to do is we're going to surrender and release all of this to heaven. We release all of the emotions, whether it's confusion, being stuck, negativity, pain, we release them to heaven. We release all these feelings to heaven. Yeah, you just have to listen. So how do you feel? You should feel a little bit lighter, okay?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I release worry. I release worry. I release worry. How do you feel?
I do feel lighter.
You should start to feel an emotional release within, hon.
Are you able to feel that? No. My gut is always in knots because I worry a lot. You're right.
Okay, so you're going to say it with me. I release worry. Say it with me. I release worry.
I release worry.
I release worry. I release worry.
Worry.
Now, how do you feel? I feel like you're a little bit lighter. I could feel your energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. A lot lighter.
Yeah, you've got to release that energy so that you can just focus on you solely and, you know, go forward on that beautiful journey that's waiting for you. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay?
And you really think about what makes your
heart sing, what fills your soul with happiness, you know, because I'm getting, if you're basing on what you're going to do on money, so, you know, if it's going to be just solely on money, you're going to be disappointed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been real, my taxes were supposed to come, they haven't came, so I've been worried. I already had the money spent, so it's been kind of stressful about that.
Okay. Well, you have a lot, like I said, you have a lot that you're holding on to. You have fear and doubt. You have money issues. You've got to just, you know, when you're home and stuff, you feel something, even around your mom, just keep saying, I release, okay? And send her beautiful unconditional love. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
Send her love, okay? Because I feel like, you know, life has been a little hard for you, but you have this beautiful divine team that's there with you. And they can help you with all of this. Okay, and I do feel like that energy is hard, you know. So before you go over, you know, to see your mom, you know, just make sure that you ground to Mother Earth. You could stand up and imagine that you have tree roots on the bottom of your feet. They go all the way down to Mother Earth, and then you put this big, beautiful bubble of love around you. And nothing will get in there unless it's more unconditional love, hon, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like you're going to have, you know, the health, the happiness, and you're going to go forward to what you're needing, you know? But I do feel, you know, that you've got to have a little bit more faith. You've
yes,
got to believe in miracles,
too.
You know, and
yes.
and know that you are loved, honey. We love you. You know, the angels are there. That beautiful, beautiful energy of love is with you. Your whole divine team is there. You know, so you've got to connect with that beautiful energy. So I'm getting, you know, believe in miracles. Believe in God's miracles. That's what
yeah.
I have. I'm going to turn you over now to Mary. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hi. I pulled a card from the postcards from Spirit to you, and it says, dearest you, miracles never run out. Look back over your life, and you will see so many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time just showed up without any of your help. Think back to how you felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen. Oh, I'm so chilled. We
yeah.
want you to know that miracles are being concocted for you, and you will never, ever, ever run out of them. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver them, and when they will show up, and what they will do for you. All of that is our department. Spirit knows what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You are incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles. That would be a good mantra for you today. We're on it. Relax. If you only knew how much you were loved. And it's sighing. And then in the back, there's a beautiful angel with wings spread apart, and it says, with love. So, you know, again, saying this mantra, I am incredible and amazing, and I am a magnet for miracles. Just say that mantra every day. And, you know, as far as protection goes, you know, call in Archangel Michael as well, you know, to... And every day before you leave the house, you know, just do it, you know, just to be your spiritual bouncer, be your spiritual protector and your vibration. Because, you know, I know as empaths, we know that, you know, being around, you know, low vibe or negative people, you know, brings us down. So, that's the reason why I don't watch the news, or I don't really go out much because, you know, of that. So
I don't watch the news either. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. So I also picked out a card for you from Notes from the Universe, and it says, keep it simple. And it says, old souls use words very sparingly, except, of course, for I, love, thank, you, wow, now, and cool. Wow, I love you now, the universe. That's the universe talking to you. P.S.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds better than wow, now, I love you? Sequence is important. So wow,
what
now, I love you
time?
From the universe.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. That miracle card made me cry. That's beautiful. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And say that mantra, you know, if you could write it down and just say it, like, I am incredible and amazing, and I am a magnet for miracles. And believe me, they will come. And it's true. It's like when you're about to give up, that's when the doors start opening. So don't give up. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And like DC said, you know, like, this is our passion. This is what we love doing, and we found our passion and our life purpose. So, you know, you have to also find what it is you're passionate about. If it is, you know, helping children or helping, you know, being with animals or, you know, whatever it is just doing what you're passionate about. Because this is, like, for us, this is not a job. It's just what we live for. Like, we love doing it, so it's not a job. So, yeah. So I hope that helped. Alyssa, give us a call back and let us know how everything goes with you and stay in touch.
Okay, thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye. Wow.
That was beautiful. You said something to her, just do it or something. And before you said that, Mary, I heard love is in the air. And then you said, just do it. Like, stop. Oh, goodness.
You heard love is in the air? Just do it.
Well, I heard love is in the air, and I think it's for the next caller maybe, and you just said, just do it. And I'm like, Ginger, please. Oh, my goodness. So I do mute in between because I'm rolling on the floor and laughing. You know, it's not at the caller. It's not at your beautiful readings, but it says things in my ear, you know? Crazy.
Yeah,
Do we have a 518 area code? Because she's screaming, 518, 518.
No, I don't see one.
Okay, wait 1 second. 518, if you're there, press the number one if you want to talk to us. Because she's yelling 518.
Yeah, no. I've refreshed and I don't see 518.
Okay, well, she'll have to. We'll take another call and we'll just see if they appear.
Okay. Okay, not a problem. Okay.
Okay.
Area code 812. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Well, I'm not 518. I'm 812, but my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, Nicole.
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Even though there is a 1 in my number, maybe it's like similar. You know, it's not 518, but it's kind of similar.
Do you have a love question?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Mine's a love question. My fiance Donovan. Actually, it's my, I don't know, we're just kind of like in a rough patch right now. And we live together, but currently, like, he's staying with my stepfather because of COVID, and we live in the same apartment building, me and my stepfather do, and my fiancé do. And my fiancé lives with me, but he stayed with my stepfather during COVID. We had an argument over the weekend. Now he's staying with my stepfather permanently until he gets his own apartment. Is things going to work out between me and my fiance? Because we've been together for 5 years.
Okay. I got at this time they could work out, but I'm getting – it could work out, but I'm getting, you know, positive communication is needed. I don't feel like you guys communicate enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard to have, you know, that relationship – if you don't communicate with each other, you know?
Yeah.
So which one of you, you know, is afraid to, you know, say what they're feeling?
Me, because I'm afraid it's going to turn into a fight, and it's just, I've been trying to talk to him about things.
Well, number one, the angels are saying, hon, this is not your fault. So you've got to let go of that because if I say something and start a fight, it's my fault. It's not your fault, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to have a relationship when there's no communication, okay? And don't get caught up in, like, of all the, like, why did this happen? Why did that happen? I'm getting, you know, if possibly you could sit and communicate, you know, because I'm getting you've got to either, you know, resolve the issues by talking openly or it's going to be time to, you know, move forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But without communication, you know, without that positive communication, it is, like, really hard if you're not able to communicate with a person. It's like a one-sided relationship, you know? And I'm getting, you know, this person struggles with relationships. And he does not understand, like, the other person's point of view at times. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm hearing closed-minded, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you ever tried to just say, hey, can we just sit down and talk a little bit? And I want to clear the air.
I do. Yes, I do. And he just shuts me down.
Right, because he's very closed-minded. I mean, it's like, again, it's hard to have a relationship with only one person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, should I just give him some space? Like, what should I do?
Well, I keep hearing you have to, you know, be able to talk and, you know, to communicate, because if there's no communication, nothing can be cleared up, you know?
Yeah.
So I would, you know, I would just put it out there again, you know, we need to really talk, you know, that you value the relationship and, you know, you want to clear things up. But I am getting, if you can have that open communication, things can get better, okay? And that's what I have on, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Mary.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi. So I kept hearing you need to speak your mind. So, you know, opening up that throat chakra and not being afraid to speak your mind, regardless if it turns into an argument or not, he needs to hear what you need to say. You know, it's very important. If you want this relationship to work, or if he does, then he needs to sit down and listen to what you need to say. And that's it. I mean, because like DC said, if there's no communication, there's no relationship. Because why would you feel, like, if someone makes you feel that way, where you're, like, restricted, you're afraid to speak your mind because it's going to end up in an argument, then it's not worth it. It's not worth it to you to live. That's like living in fear, you know, and that's not a way to live. That's not a way to live in a relationship that's not even marriage yet, or you're married yet, you know. So I would say, you know, like, I'm very, like, my crown is, like, totally open, and it's just, like, they're coming in strong to tell you, you need to speak. Like, you know, tell him that it's this, or, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, like, a communication is the key to every relationship. You know, without that, there's nothing. There's really nothing. And just being afraid to speak your mind is just not a way to live. With someone, you know, that's what I see, you know, and, you know, just tell him that, you know, just sit him down and just say, you know, I really need to speak with you because we need to move forward from this. And then I wanted to pull a card for you, you know, on a positive note, because, you know, I know you know what you need to do. You feel it.
I actually don't. I'm like kind of confused. Like, I don't really, like, I don't know what, I mean, I know I need to speak, but I've been trying to do that for the last, it happened Saturday, and I've been trying to talk to him, and I have been speaking my mind. I have been talking to him. I even tried today to talk to him, and it's just like, he just kind of goes, okay, like, just tries, like, okay, I got to go to work. Okay, I'm late for work. I got to go. I get that. So, and it's just, yeah, it just tells me what I want to hear. And I really don't want you to tell me what I want to hear, you know. But then again, he's straightforward. He's, I have no feelings for you or whatever. And I don't want to keep pushing the issue to the point where he's completely gone out of my life. So I don't know, should I just give him space or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just, I'm not sure. Like, I feel maybe space will help, you know, but try him one more time and just tell him, you know, like, if we can talk, if we can get our emotions out, you know, it makes no sense, you know, not having a relationship without communication, you know, just mentioning that that's really important. That's like my advice for sure. You know, I was married for over 30 years, and that was one thing that I always did. Like, you know, we would never go to sleep upset at each other. We would never leave the house upset at each other. It was just like, you know, and if we needed to talk or scream it out, we would scream it out, you know, like, but, you know, that's the most important thing, you know, like communication, because yeah, without that, you know, there's nothing. So I wanted to give you this card. It says, from the postcards from Spirit, it says, dearest you, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just as sleep is a way to recharge before renewal, so are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way, so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of life. You are being invited to bear witness to the great creation and tune into what others can't hear. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we'll wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm clock. Loving you always. And in the back of the card, it has an angel with his hands in his mouth, like shushing somebody and saying, you are love. So, you know, this...
Yeah,
were you going to say
beautiful.
Something? Go ahead,
Yvonne. I was going to ask, too. The whole argument was about my mom. Her birthday was on the 7th, and she's in heaven, and we were trying to do something special for her birthday, and it just turned into something. It was really bad. It was a really bad argument. Damn for my mom. Yeah, it was like... The whole
and Mary, her mom is coming in and saying, "Let it all go, hon. You've got to let it all go.
Yeah.
You've got to just surrender everything that you're holding on to. Let go of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your mom is very, very smart. You know, let go of the past, and you know, you're here now. Today is all we really have. You know.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed, so you've got to let go of all this energy, all the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to, like you said, you've got to connect and ask him if he could sit and talk, because you can't have a relationship with someone that doesn't talk. And ask the angels to come in so that what you say does not sound offensive, that he'll hear it. You know, you're saying it with beautiful, unconditional love. It's coming out. Your heart to his heart. And if that's possible, you know, you can move forward. But if it's not, then it's just going to be, you know, you having the relationship that you have presently. It's not going to change. So please try to talk with him when you get the chance. You know, make sure you do it when he's a little bit more awake and not, you know, coming home from work tired or something. But give it a chance and see, you know, if he'll sit and listen, okay?
Okay.
Because you yourself are holding on to energy from past lifetimes. And I, like Mary and myself, we know that this is not our first lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I could see different lifetimes, little like pieces here and there. And you brought in energy from a past lifetime that you're still holding on to along with what you picked up in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what we want to do is, I'm going to say a statement three times and you just listen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I accept what happened in the past, but I let go of the emotions that are holding me back. I accept what happened in the past, but I let go of the emotions that are holding me back. I accept what happened in the past, but I let go of the emotions that are holding me back. How do you feel, hon?
Good.
Okay, so you're releasing that energy. Whenever you feel something, even if you can't name it, you know, you might be feeling something when you connect with him, and you don't even know how to, like, put it into words. You could, you know, say to yourself quietly even, I release, I release, I release. And, you know, as your mom is saying, you've let it go, okay? So things may not have, you know, happened the way you wanted them to happen, but let it go is what I'm getting from your mom, okay?
Yeah, because my mom's fiance is on my fiance's side. Like I said, my stepfather's on my fiance's side, which is my mom's fiance.
Well, whomever, you know what, whomever the energy is coming from, just say, I release. I release.
I release.
I release.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're like a magnet to the energy, and you've got to let go of it and call an Archangel Michael. And another, you know, little tip would be, Archangel Michael, if it's not mine, take it away. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Then you can distinguish between what's yours and what's not yours. I hope that gives you a little bit to go forward with for now, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Stay in contact with us and let us know how everything will work out.
Definitely. Mary, do we have a 518? Ginger keeps saying 518. Mom, 518.
No, we don't. Not yet.
Okay, hold up for a second. 518, if you can hear our voices, press 1.
Yes.
Press 1, 518, but only one.
Unless they're calling from a Skype caller. We have a Skype caller. I'll pick up the Skype caller. Maybe they're the Skype caller. And it's 1-11-11-11-11. So
yeah, we'll try
that. Yeah. Hello. Area code 111. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Hello?
Goodness.
You may have put us on hold.
You should never put your angels on
No way.
That is a no-no.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Let's see. I'm checking for the...
You know, Mary, Ginger has a question while you're checking. She's saying, Mary, you know what? I see people that wear pajamas in public, and I don't... Do you think they've given up on life, or maybe they're living life to the fullest? What are your thoughts?
Living life to their fullest.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. See, that's, we're in sync with that one. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to pick up a new caller. I've never seen this number, so.
Oh, that sounds exciting, Mary.
773. Area code 773. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah. I've been dealing with a personal injury lawsuit for 5 years, and I'm handling it myself because the previous lawyer messed up the case, and now it's back on track, but I am completely physically and emotionally exhausted. I'm in pain. I need surgery, and the judge has ordered the opposing attorney to work out a settlement with me. They ignored me. They ignored the judge's deadline. I just don't know how to get through this. I know I'm towards the end of the finish line on this, but...
Okay. This is DC, hun. What I'm getting really clearly is you've got to surrender the situation, you know, to God. Let go and let God is what I kept hearing. And, you know, once we surrender the situation, then things can be seen from a heavenly perspective and, you know, to help you to have the right, you know, outcome. But I'm getting you're holding on, like, so tightly, and I understand the situation. that you're slowing down, you know, the actual settling of the, you know, of the case because of everything that you've been through. There's a lot of anxiety. Of course, there's a lot of, you know, distrust. There's disappointment. And, you know, the angels are saying, you know, when you ask for help, just ask for help, but don't tell them how things have to be done, okay? So when we say, you know, I let go and I let God, you're making space for the healing to begin. And even the physical pain, it's because you, you know, you're holding on to all of this. How could you not have pain, you know?
Right, right.
Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to say, you know, I release the situation to the divine. I release the situation to the divine. I release the situation to the divine. And you're just going to say with me, I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
Now, I felt a little bit, you know, of that energy come off of you. I don't know if you felt it, but I feel that you're a little bit lighter. Okay.
Yeah.
And more that you, you know, even after you get off of the call, you could just, you know, when you're going to bed, even just later, breathe, get comfortable, and just, you know, whenever something comes up, just keep saying, I release. You could even fall asleep saying, I release. I release everything. I release everything. I release everything. And you're going to see that you're going to feel better and better. And I'm getting, you know, you'll be more receptive, you know, to this, you know, to this situation being resolved. Okay, and I am hearing, hon, I'm hearing favorable resolution for you.
Okay.
You've got a beautiful divine team. So what we want to do is I'm going to give another statement, and you can just listen. I surrender my fears, my worries, and desires to control this situation. I surrender my fears, my worries, and my desires to control this situation. I surrender my fears, my worries, my desires to control this situation. So all of the feelings that you're holding on to, we're going to release. I release. Say it with me.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
Now, how do you feel? Do you feel a little bit lighter?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, you've held on to that energy for quite a while. Okay.
Yes.
But when we let go and we let God, things are going to happen rather quickly. And you open up to resolving this situation that you've been holding on to, and, you know, which is not serving you because it's making you physically sick more than you, you know, were. So you've got to, you've got to release this, and you've got to, you know what? I release being a victim. I release being a victim. I release being a victim. Now you're going to say it with me. I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
How do you feel, hon?
Little bit better. There's a lot there.
Yeah. Because I just feel like you have this massive weight upon your shoulders and you don't need to carry that.
No, I'm just so mad that I was forced to put in into this position. I don't, the person that
you know, you've got to trust. You've got to trust that, you know, your beautiful divine team is with you. And they're saying, you've got to believe now that everything is going to be okay because it truly is going to be okay. And just, you know, breathe. And every now and then when you're breathing, just say, thank you, thank you. And I feel that you're going to be calling us back and telling us, wow, you know what, that worked. And, you know, I was able to, you know, have a favorable resolution to my issue. So with that being said, please just, you know, keep, you know, saying I release when you're home and you're just laying there maybe in bed before you go to sleep. Keep releasing. And you're going to feel, you know, more and more is going to come off of you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to turn you over to Mary, hon.
Okay.
Hi, Sharon.
Well, I have big happy changes for you. That was the card that flew out. Two big cards, beautiful cards came for you. Big happy changes and look for a sign. So with look for a sign, you know, I've mentioned earlier to callers, you know, sometimes we see unexpected signs like, you know, white feathers indicate that the angels are with us. You know, sometimes we smell a scent from our childhood or someone who's passed on, you know, that's another sign from them, you know, letting us know that everything is in divine order. So, you know, be awake to all the possibilities that can come in, you know, like even synchronistic events, you know, like or synchronicities, like the numbers, the numerology, you know, where we start seeing the 111s, the 1111s, the 999s, you know, mean completion of something. So, you know, I kept hearing like visualize it resolved, you know, because it's a manifestation, you know, you're manifesting it to be resolved. And again, letting go and letting God, but also visualizing it resolved to benefit everyone involved. You know, and things happen for a reason. You know, if that happened, it was because the angels knew that that person did not have the greatest intention, you know, so always be thankful for things happening because it's protecting you from something worse. You know, and I'm getting all tingly because that's exactly what they wanted me to tell you. And everything is going to be okay. And it's in divine order and divine timing, you know, that it'll be resolved. But, you know, like I got those big jumper cards, big happy changes. And it's just, you know, she's open to the sky and just like coins falling down, you know, from heaven. So, you know, being grateful, staying in the attitude of gratitude every day and, you know, just stay positive and letting go and letting God. Don't think about it as much. You know, I know sometimes it's hard, but just, you know, try to keep your focus on something else so that you're not just only focused on the pain, on, you know, on the case, you know, and, you know, meditate as well. You know, that helped also to release pain and stress and everything else. So I hope this helps, Sharon, and please give us a call when everything, you know, anytime you need, you know, a little boost or need to speak with us. It was great connecting with you.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. I'll put you on hold now.
Okay.
Have a good night. Oh, that's beautiful. Those two jumpers, they were,
yeah, amazing. Yep. Really, really beautiful.
So are you ready? I don't see the 518. I guess they didn't call tonight.
I think they pressed the one too many times. So when you're pressing it, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you know, so I guess they're out.
I guess it's not meant to be.
I'm hearing
right?
the hokey
because,
pokey in the background,
you know,
whatever.
When it's meant to be, you're spotted.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I said. And my mom is just, you know, wanting to say, you know what, the main function of a little toe on your foot is to make sure that all the furniture is in place, right, Mary? And I've been experiencing that, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we'll go on to our next caller. Area code 630, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Dion.
Young?
Dion.
Dion?
Oh, Dion. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Dion. Do you have a question for us? Hi.
I called last week, and you both ladies gave me some really good advice, and I've been working through all of my situations with my job and everything, and things like miraculously, like, started clearing up, you know? And Yeah, and I was doing that today, is I was asking my guardian angel to come in and help me, and then, like, miraculously things at the 11th hour cleared up at work and stuff like that. And I wanted to ask about something that I never ask about, and that is, do you see any kind of, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a whirlwind romance, but I moved to a new state, I moved to a new city, and I'm not really meeting, like, a ton of people up here, and I was like, well, maybe I could, you know, meet a boyfriend. Do you see, like, that being a possibility?
Okay. I heard my dog Ginger say the springtime.
Okay.
There's a possibility in the spring.
Well,
so you've
got to
make sure you're taking care of you in this, in the interim, and, you know, loving yourself first. You know, when you go in the bathroom, there's a mirror usually. So you just, you know, look at your beautiful reflection and say to yourself, I love you, Dion. I love you. I love you. And really feel that beautiful, beautiful energy. And then Ginger saying, don't forget, if you're, you know, if you're open to love, you know, take a couple hangers out of your closet or just, like, squish some of the clothes and make some room for that special someone so they can hang up a couple things as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And do something nice for yourself, whether it's buying, you know, yourself flowers, a scented candle, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel, you know, good and nice, do something nice for you. And I'm sure if you're thinking about love, you did make a list of the good qualities you want in that specific person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you've got to have a really good list. And Ginger's saying, you know what, on the other, you know, on the other side of the paper, you've got to put what I call the deal breakers, things that maybe did not work in the past, you know, and you don't want to put up with that again.
Yep. I
okay,
know
so
exactly
she's saying, girlfriend,
what.
Keep She's saying, girlfriend, keep those shiny eyes open. Okay?
Aww. Okay.
So keep those shiny eyes open is what I'm getting. And I'm getting in other parts of your life, I did see Archangel Michael appear, and he's helping you with your life's purpose, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and Ginger's saying, I'm going to go back to love. I like Archangel Michael, but let's talk about love. So Ginger is saying you're going to be connecting with someone that's really affectionate and someone that has just a nice personality, a really stable person, you know? And she's
good.
Saying you really deserve the love that's coming, but you've got to focus on you, okay?
Okay.
And it's sort of she's saying, you know, what you've been wanting is what I'm hearing. You know, you whatever you've been wanting in love, she's saying, it's coming. So make sure you take care of yourself. And I'm hearing true love.
Ooh.
I feel like, you know, this person, between the two of you, there's going to be a beautiful bond between the two of you. So make sure that you're working on yourself, okay?
I am. I have a doctor's appointment on Monday. I know last week you specifically talked about the stress eating and taking care of myself, and I am taking that very seriously.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, that's good. I'm so happy. I'm going to turn you over to Mary and keep up the good work. Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you. Yes.
Hi, Dion. Wow, that's all I kept hearing, love, love, love. Even before you asked about love, they said it's love she wants to hear. I was like, okay. So I pulled a card for you from the Angel Answers deck because I wanted to see, you know, like obviously what they wanted to tell me. But so I see the way I'm seeing it play out is that you're taking yourself out to dinner and I feel like you're going to meet that person while you're out to dinner alone. You know, how conversations happen, right? When you're alone having dinner or there's someone else alone. And that's how I feel that it's going to happen. You know, it could not be, you know, but that's what I saw, like the vision that they showed me. So I just have to say that. And also, it's so funny because as DC was saying about the qualities, making that list is exactly the list that I was advising you. Like, I was writing down my notes for you that was coming through the channel for you, and that was one of them, you know, and revising it as we go through. You know, I've revised mine. I was, you know, recently. Because, you know, as you meet people, you're like, I don't want this type of person anymore. So, you know, it's good to revise it unless it's a fresh list you just created. And the card that came out for you, Dion, was trust. So it's a time to trust. Sometimes, you know, it's just a miracle is going to unfold before your eyes, and trust that your angels have something amazing in store for you. Even if you don't think it can happen, it will. Something amazing is coming. So just trust. And all I kept hearing was love, 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 love. So even before I connected to your energy. So that's beautiful. And now you're going to have to let us know how it happened, too.
I will. And I do go out to dinner by myself, you know, but so I believe I've been doing that for years. And I haven't asked about love in a long time. So thank you so much again for your guidance. And just even listening to your show just centers me. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for doing this.
You're so welcome, and good luck, and make sure you stay in contact with us.
I will. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you. Wow, that was beautiful. I love those calls. That was easy.
That was like the
easy button.
It was really, really
all
wonderful.
All I kept hearing was love, love. She's going to ask about love, love, love.
And that's Ginger. You know, Archangel Michael was patiently waiting, and that's why I mentioned him, and then I said, Ginger said, come on, get back to love, get back to love, you know?
that's exactly crazy. Maybe she came over here because that's all I kept hearing, love, 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 love. I'm like, okay.
Well, Ginger, you know, she wants
to me.
You know?
She probably wanted me to interrupt you and say, love, DC.
Yeah. That's all I kept hearing, love, love, love. I'm like, okay, shush. Oh?
Yeah. That's awesome. That's so amazing. I think
cool.
We have a chance to pick up maybe one or two callers if we do like a speed reading. So are you up for it?
Yeah, I'm up for it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So area code 404, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sure. It is Ashley.
Ashley?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ashley. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I just wanted to ask about my relationship.
Okay,
and what exactly, you know, about the relationship are you asking, hon?
Well, currently me and my boyfriend, we decided to take a break, and I just wanted to know what's going on with him.
Okay. I'm trying to pick up on his energy a little bit to see what is going on. Let me just see here. Okay.
His name starts.
Okay. How long is the relationship, hon?
For 7 months.
A month, okay.
No, I said seven.
That's why I was asking, because I saw a clock, and I just felt like it wasn't, you know, you weren't in it for a long time, but has he been in, like, a lot of other relationships, like short relationships?
Prior to, yes.
Okay.
Years earlier, and then we tried to rekindle.
Okay. Yeah, I just felt that. What I'm getting is he doesn't listen. He doesn't put maybe like enough energy into listening. because I keep hearing doesn't listen. Okay.
Okay.
When you talk, do you find that he's, you know, like listening to you? Because I'm hearing doesn't listen.
He listens. He listens.
Okay,
but...
well, he might look like he's listening, but I'm getting, he might be look like, Junior saying he looks like he's listening, but he's not paying attention. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting, you've got to, you know, really appreciate the beautiful woman that you are, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a chance that this could work out? Yeah. But you both have to put the, you know, the same amount of energy into it. This is what, you know, the angels are showing me.
I mean, his birthday just passed. His mood just changed. He's not good at communicating. Did something happen? Did I do something? Or is he just in a funk?
I felt, you know, that I saw him in, you know, short relationships, you know.
Okay. So is he somebody else?
I didn't get that. I just got, like I said, you know, like, you know, not listening to what you're saying. Okay. So I feel like there's a communication issue between the two of you. And my dog Ginger's coming in and she's saying, just try to be patient for a little while. Okay. I'm getting, you know, if you could sit down and really communicate properly, you know, there's a chance for the relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he going through like some type of, he's saying that he's like, is he going through some type of depression to where he's really withdrawing, or is he really like just using that as an excuse just to?
Well, that, you know what, I really don't want to go like too much into him like in that respect, because I'm connecting with you and with the angels. We just, you know, I'm trying to tell you like about the two of you together more so. A little about it, like him, he was not listening. So I don't want to go too like in depth about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't feel like, you know, we should go that in depth. But he had been, like, in the past, I saw him, like, you know, I see him more so alone than with someone.
Oh.
Okay? So, relationships are like a second job. Okay?
Oh.
It takes a lot of work, but they're two people, so that's all I'm going to give is it does take a lot of work, you know, for a relationship. Okay? And, again, the angels are saying, you know, if there's communication and, you know, you could be patient, you know, things can work out. I'm not saying that they will, but there's a possibility. Okay? I do feel like he gets restless, and that's what I'm getting. You know, he gets restless.
Okay, so he's just bored.
Well, it may be part of his personality. It's not saying that he's bored with you, you know, per se, but he does, you know, he gets a little restless, but there's no communication that's really, you know, there. You know, I just feel like there's something within the relationship that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Something there that's the two of you. It has to be addressed for you guys to be able to move on. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Mary?
Yes. Hi, Ashley. So I got similar to what DC mentioned, like the communication, you know, and being in a relationship, we need to have that communication open and being able to talk and speak about our feelings and being able to communicate. So that's really important because without communication, there's no relationship, you know. Then every time, you know, there's an argument or something, you know, they're going to run out or whatever, then it's not worth it. You know, and remember to always put you first, you know, because we are the most important person in this world, right? We need to take care of us first, us and then everybody else, because if we don't take care of us, ourselves, then there's no one else. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I'm just trying to figure out,
because we went to a friend's house for his birthday, and I'm thinking like the friend's girlfriend is friends with one of his ex short term relationships, and I don't know, everything has changed. Is it something to do with that? Because like I said, the communication is off right now, and I'm just trying to understand what is going on.
Right. I would just ask him to, like, have a conversation with you and then, you know, take it from there. If he needs space, better that this happens now than later, you know, years down the road. You know, the card that I pulled out for you, though, was no need to worry. So, again, with the communication and the talk, if he's willing to talk, then there's no need to worry. But visualizing a loving and happy outcome of this and keeping your thoughts positive. Don't start bringing, like, you know, is it another girl? Like fear, you know, like that fear. Because remember, whatever we say is what comes in, you know, what we're actually bringing in. So our thoughts become our reality. So if you're thinking he has another girlfriend, it's like you manifesting that. You know, so just stay positive and, you know, and focus on you right now. You know, if he doesn't want to speak, then focus on you and, you know, and the right partner will come. But I did get that no need to worry card. But, you know, communication, again, is very important. And I hope you give us a call back and let us know how everything is going, Ashley. Thank you for calling and stay in contact with us.
Okay, well, thank you.
Take care, Ashley.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to pick up this one caller because they went through Skype. So area code 212, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hey, Mary, thank you. This is Bryn calling.
Hi.
Hi,
Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, I'll make it fast. Yeah, I just want to see any pertinent messages that I need to hear right now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's always, you know, a good thing to ask, definitely. Yeah. Bryn, your energy is a little bit lower than usual, and I do see the angels around you helping you to heal.
Right.
Okay, so okay. Just open to that, you know, the beautiful healing that's coming your way.
All right.
Okay, so, I'm getting, like, open your heart. Allow, you know, this beautiful, beautiful divine energy to enter your heart. Okay? And,
right.
You know, I'm getting be a little bit more at peace, Bryn. I just don't, you don't sound like your normal self.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm always kind of stressed out.
Okay, and your cat is coming in.
Yeah.
And sending you love, you know?
Oh, great.
So I see the cat coming in. What I'm getting, Bryn, don't be afraid to, you know, really verbally say what it is you're feeling inside. I do feel you need to release, you know, that energy, and the best way to do it is, you know, just say what it is. Okay?
I'm not sure what it is on.
Okay, well,
anybody.
Just think about it, you know, just think about it. But I am getting, like, you're going through something really emotional presently. Okay?
All right, yeah.
And I'm actually getting, you know, you may be, you know, contacted by someone that's going to sort of, like, give you some, like, information, you know?
Hmm.
So just, you know, be aware of that. And the angels, you know, they want you to be able to just, you know, release those emotions, Bryn. I don't know, you know, if that's something that you've held on to since childhood, but I do feel like you're trying to be stronger than you need to be, and you're not letting it out.
All right.
Okay. So the angels are asking you to release. Have you been noticing your dreams lately?
Well, off and on, I don't remember them too much. Yeah.
Okay, because there's something I'm getting in regard to your dreams, and I'm also getting synchronicities.
All right.
Okay, watch out for synchronicities. And I'm going to turn it over to Mary because we're almost at the end of the show. God bless her.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
Okay, so you know, with the synchronicities, obviously you've been listening to our show for a very long time listener. So, you know, like when those synchronicities come in, just try to get a notebook and try to start jotting down what the angels are trying to tell you, because the synchronicities are just like angel numbers. Like I mentioned earlier, the 444
right.
is 111, you know, and see what they're trying to tell you and help them guide you that way. If you're not hearing them, at least, you know, ask them to come in and also, you know, ask for messages that way, you know, and that's how they communicate with mostly everyone. Besides the channeling. So I picked two cards fell for you, so I have to read them for you. Dear you, there is only one you, and you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic, and that means you have to be fully yourself and let go of being what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous. Stand tall in your convictions. Being yourself is a powerful statement and will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have. Choose what your heart wants and know that your purpose is yours alone. No one else can claim your magic nor take it away. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one. Love you always and forever. You are magic. And there's a unicorn in the back for you.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. And then that's beautiful. That's a beautiful card. And then the next card is, dear you, you are in such a good shape right now that we're all doing a happy dance. In this moment, you have the power to make a choice to get with spirit and co-create a miracle. You may wonder where this is all going, but if you want to manifest your desires for the highest good, you need to stay focused on the now. Stop thinking about the future. All power is in the present moment. Ask yourself, what are your dominant thoughts now? What beliefs are you motivated by? Do you have clarity right now? How is your conscious contact with the divine? Are you plugged in or are you trying to do life all by your small self? Get rid of negative energy now. Resentments be gone. Forgiveness and love enter. Please, you can do your life beautifully and create your most powerful future right here, right now, in this moment. Aren't you thrilled to know that you have a huge cheering section over here in spirit? Love and hugs always. And in the back it says, you are magical. So in both cards it says, well, you are magic and you are magical. So believe in the magic, because you know what we do is all magic. And I know you're intuitive and you have the same gifts we do. It's just a matter of calling them in and listening.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Embryn, I have to ask you, Ginger is handing you a big plate of meatballs because it's National Meatball Day. So I don't know if maybe like someone in your family made really delicious meatballs.
No.
No, well, she's handing you, for some reason, like I said, this big, big, beautiful dish of meatballs. So, and it is National Meatball Day, so I don't know. So. Is there maybe like a comfort food that you eat when you're a little bit off or something?
Yeah, kind of. Not much. It's more macaroni and cheese.
Okay, well maybe hit the macaroni and cheese then. You know.
Okay.
All right. Okay, because she's just she's giving you the meatballs and I'm getting comfort food. That's what she's trying to give you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
God
so much.
Bless, honey.
All right. Take care. Bye bye. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bryn. Wow,
that
what a beautiful
awesome.
Show, Mary.
What a beautiful show. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
Casey,
and my mother's,
and thank you,
Mary, you
callers.
Know what, you come from dust.
Yes.
My mom is saying, you come from dust, you're going to return to dust. That's why you should never dust. You could be getting rid of someone you know.
Oh, my God. She is She's hilarious. Oh my gosh, please connect with me.
To live with her, Mary.
I know she's going to come tonight.
Oh my gosh, she.
I invited her.
My kids were in like middle school, and they went to a Catholic school, and she got a tattoo mm-hmm. of the devil on her arm, her forearm, with my dad's mm-hmm. name.
Oh my God.
And then she would go pick up the kids at the school in the warmer weather, and I said, you know, couldn't you have got something pretty like a butterfly, you know? And my poor father just like, he didn't say anything to her. He said to me, is she nuts? I said, you're asking me?
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Oh my gosh, what a great show. Thank you, all the callers that are still listening. Thank you for being
She loves your energy,
show,
Mary, and told her how you know, amazing you are, and she said she is amazing.
Oh, thank you. She is so funny.
You're welcome,
now
and I'm glad the show is ending.
Your funniness from.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? My mother's saying they're out of vodka, so we ended it on a, you know, at a good time.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Thank you, DC. Love you. Love you, everyone. Have a good night. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you back next Wednesday.
Yeah, with Liz. Liz will be with us as well.
With Liz.
Have a great week. Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye.